health, and well-being.
A prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of prayers for the precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into our heart. Your will be done in our life on earth as it is in heaven. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of this nation, and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal, for heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, in Christ we ask that you and your family have a long and satisfying life, a prosperous life, never falling short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And when it is your time to die, let the God of your salvation deliver your souls from death and lead you and your family into the way of the everlasting. Beloved, in Christ we pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you by the stripes of Jesus, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the Most High over all the earth. Surely you and your people are healed. According to the multitude of his tender mercies, let Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, send his word and heal you and your people, and deliver you and your family from your destructions, and restore perfect health to you and yours, and heal you of your wounds. There shall be no evil that befalls you and your family, neither shall plague come near your dwelling, for God shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In Christ we plead with you, do not hide yourself from your own flesh. Do not justify your lust and your sin in your own mind. Examine yourself and receive revelation, repentance, and your light shall break forth like the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily. According to his loving kindness, let the Lord have mercy on you and your people, on your souls and your bodies. May the God of hope heal your souls, your spirits, your bodies, and renew your minds. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. According to the riches of his grace, let the Lord heal you, and you shall be healed. He only is your rock and your salvation. He is your defense. You shall not be moved. In God is your salvation and your glory, the rock of your strength, and your refuge is in God. Praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, may the God of love and peace make you and your family complete in Jesus Christ. In Christ we petition the Lord our God to restore your souls, renew your spirits day by day, renew your minds through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit by the pure water of the Word, so that you and your house shall be holy and without blemish, and cleanse you from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in you and your people. In Christ we pray that you and your people will walk in the light as Jesus, your Savior, is in the light. May God your Father give you and your family eyes that are good, so your whole body will be full of light. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you and yours from all sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, let you glorify his name forevermore. Let you and your family, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable to God, being the temple of God as a faithful ambassador, and may the Spirit of God dwell in you and your people. In Christ we pray, you and your family prosper in all things and be in health as your souls prosper. Let you and yours take the water of life freely. With joy shall you draw water from the wells of salvation, and God will bless your bread and your water and take all sickness away from the midst of you and your house. Let you and your people keep the word of God in the midst of your heart, for it is life to those who find it, and health to all your flesh. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you and your people completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. God has made you in his own image. God has made you to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under your feet. Jesus gave you and your people authority. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Therefore, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, listen well. Let us introduce to you Satan and all the demonic, wicked, evil, unclean spirits, these children of God, for you and your house are the children of the God Most High. You are sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are called by his name. You have a covenant relationship with the God Most High. Your body and your mind are the temple of the living God, the God Most High, the Lord of hosts, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Creator of all things, the only true God, the everlasting God. In Christ we speak to you, Satan, and to all demonic beings, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the head of all principality and power. In Christ, we command you not to defile this temple in any manner or by any means. For anyone who defiles the temple of God, which you are, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy. In Christ, we ask the Father God, in the name of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, to fill this temple, which you are, with his Holy Spirit and make it holy ground. Today, being one with God, we execute the written judgment of God concerning you and all of your house, for you and your house are the temple of God. This honor has all of his saints. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is one who executes his word. Let us give thanks to your holy name to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ, from everlasting to everlasting. Thanks be to God who has given you and your family victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and his name, through faith in his name, has made you strong. Yes, the faith which comes through Jesus has given you this perfect soundness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb slain for you, may the God Most High release the fruit of Calvary, the fruit to holiness and everlasting life, over you and your family, and declare the victory of Jesus Christ in your lives. For the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Surely he has borne your griefs and carried your sorrows. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. He has seen your ways, and he will heal you and your people, and lead you and your family, and restore comforts to you and your house. May the Lord be merciful to you and your family, heal your souls, heal your backsliding, and love you freely. According to his promise, let the Lord God bind up the bruise of his children, you and your house, and heal the stroke of your wounds. In the name of Jesus Christ, your strength in whom you shall trust, may the God of your strength, the God of your defense, the God of mercy, bring health and healing to you and your family, heal you and your people, and reveal to you and yours the abundance of peace and truth. May the Father of glory release the power of the Holy Spirit to break through every barrier, to heal every hurt, to heal all brokenheartedness, to open your eyes to the truth, to turn you from darkness to light and the power of Satan to God, and to reconcile you and your family to himself. May the Spirit of God hover over you and your family, releasing love, power, and truth into your lives. May the Holy Spirit hover over you and your people, birthing new creation in you and all of your house. The old things shall pass away, and you are a new creation. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from you and your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, King of the saints, according to the Spirit of holiness, may God, who does wonders, let you and your family know, let you and yours pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to you and your house like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. In Christ we pray that you and your family fear his name, and the Son of Righteousness shall rise over you with healing in his wings. In Christ we pray that you and your people will not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. By the Spirit within you, may you seek him early. Seek wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from the Lord, that your tongue will promote health. Stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your soul. May the Lord your God keep you from the wine of confusion, and give you an ear to hear what the Spirit says. May you and your people hear pleasant words which are like a honeycomb, sweetness to your soul, and health to your bones. Let you and yours see with your eyes, hear with your ears, and understand with your heart, and return and be healed. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you, and by his stripes, you and your house are healed. Surely his name, through faith in his name, will make you strong. Yes, the faith which comes through Jesus will give you this perfect soundness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his saints. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let you and your house praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens, and he has exalted the horn of his people, praise of all his saints. You and your family are a people near him, so praise the Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In agreement with you, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen.